Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but don't worry. They are guaranteed poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the brew crew talks about what ails their life. Now, let's see what we're drinking. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Poor Quality. We're short Zach tonight. He texted us that he had a work emergency, which sounded really awful. Our condolences to our sweet Zach. RIP.
Yeah. We like to, hope for the best, but assume the worst. I think he's just trying to get out of it, you know? I think he's just trying to get out of the episode.
Well, he provided such an excuse that none of us are going to question him.
That's true.
I don't know anything about breweries. But
I bet they don't even have sewer systems.
Yeah, I bet he's lying is the thing.
What kind of liquids are they dealing
he's
with?
He's that type of dude as well. Jeez, weird.
Anyway, I'll kick us off here. My name is Trent Safford. I am your lovely host this week. I am drinking the Mountain Livin' Pale Ale from Crazy Mountain Brewing Company. And I got this while I was in Nashville for New Year's. Holler. And it's actually pretty cool. On the bottom of the six-pack container, it gives you a trail in Colorado that it recommends this beer with, like a hiking trail.
That's cool.
That's really cool, actually.
So yeah, this one goes really to Booth Falls Trail, which is 4.6 miles, moderate difficulty. So
I'm looking for expert difficulty beers. Oh,
double black diamond.
Yeah, I only hike black diamonds.
Pounding brewskis and taking a hike.
This beer is 28%.
Hiking.
yeah. No, it's really good. It's sweet and it's zesty and it's fun. So the household appliance, which is the prompt this week that I would compare this to.
Wow. Just kind of no filter on that one. Just going right for it.
What a weird metaphor it would have been if you just would have jumped in without that.
Yeah.
My beer's a microwave. Mike?
No. This one is a food processor because it's kind of like a zesty, fun, sweet, like a mango salsa.
And you take it hiking.
And you take it hiking on your trip in Colorado.
It's a good companion.
It's got this cool goat dude on it. So he'd probably want a food processor so he can make some sweet trash salsa. Or something.
Or something.
Sitting shotgun to me will be Colin. Colin, what are you drinking?
Oh, hello. It's Colin Parker. I am drinking a Not Your Father's Root Beer from Small Town Brewery.
Nice.
Right, I know. Yeah, I don't like, this is probably only the second time I've had them. My roommate in college introduced me to them. Emerald liked them, so we bought them for the house. It's really good. Again, it's really not a beer. Or it doesn't taste like a beer.
Nope.
It's really fun.
It's soda.
It tastes exactly like a root beer. It's really fun. It's something you don't use or buy all that often. So the household appliance, Emerald suggested this one as well. It's like a salad spinner because you don't use it a lot, but when you do, you have a blast doing it, and it's a lot of fun, and you kind of forget about it until you need it again.
Okay.
I like that. I like that.
Sure.
It works. I'll take it. It works. All right. And then next.
I actually know what that is compared to whatever a food processor is. Is that a real thing?
It's like a blender, but for tomatoes.
It's like 10,000% a real thing.
Why didn't you just say
blender? Yeah. It's like made for like. I don't need to explain food processing. That's not the podcast we're on. Matt, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a food processor. What is it?
No, you're not.
I don't have a beer tonight, as per usual.
Wow. Did I really not leave you any beers? I'm so sorry.
No, you drank literally all of them. You drank all of them. So, but in preparation, I was at a bar with a couple of my coworkers earlier, and I had a couple of beers that I will name now. Just kidding, I don't remember what they were, but they were very good. One was sour, and one was a pale ale.
Wow, wow.
And they both reminded me of the old VHS player that I used to watch Alien on.
Okay. Wow, it's the closest we've ever come.
Okay.
You didn't think I was gonna. You didn't think, and you did. Yeah. I did it.
Yeah.
I
okay.
Did it, gonna, and it was. Yeah.
I'm gonna do it. You said last week how much I love this joke, and this joke is like old freaking Yeller to me. We need to take this out like a sick dog. Take it out back and murder it.
Oh, this no. joke.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Colin. Everybody in the audience hates it when old Yeller dies. So I'm going to go ahead
we're not and
give the audience joke. What they give the audience what they want. Colin, give them what they want. And they, what they want?
Undead Yeller.
Is that good, good Sigourney Weaver no. alien goof that should be forever and always. Mike, what are you drinking?
Thank you for that, Matt. I'm drinking another Point beer. I'm still in Wisconsin, so I'm going to keep the train rolling. Tonight, it is a Drop Dead Blonde.
Nice.
It is a...
and my beer.
It is... it's rather refreshing for an ale. It's actually... Point went through a rebranding process, I think, last summertime. And you boys know the poster that we have in the bathroom? The yeah. Nude Beach yeah. poster, Point?
Of course I do.
They renamed the Nude Beach to Drop Dead Blonde. So wow. it's that beer, essentially.
Interesting.
It's very crisp. It's a really good balance between the hops and the malts. And it's... very easy to drink. Very easy to have with almost any meal. Hmm. Very versatile. So, for my kitchen appliance, I'm going to go with a plastic spatula.
I don't think that's an appliance.
I don't think that's an appliance.
That is literally not an appliance.
Tool. It's a tool, though. It oh, is my kitchen tool.
No, no, nope. Mike, hey, you're hey, a tool. Hey. And you don't understand what appliances are.
If it doesn't have an Energy Star rating, it doesn't count.
Okay.
No, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Mike, tell us about... Don't you have a special,
hey,
special spatula.
I've
you?
Got a hydrodynamic spatula with port and starboard attachments and a turbo drive. And that's why my beer is a spatula.
Okay, see, that's an appliance.
Turbo what?
Chris... what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Sweetwater Blue, and it's light and tastes like blueberries, and it reminds me of a Swiffer mop, because they smell fruity, and they make the house smell nice, and
I pour beer wait, all like over my floors.
This talks about a subtle blueberry aroma that okay. and finishes surreptitiously
that you can clean.
Clean.
Your floors with.
That's right,
Chris. Do me
like
a favor.
My floors here. That's that Miller shine.
It gives Chris. Your countertops a nice clean finish.
That beer glaze that you're always looking for.
There's a big old mop bucket full of wild blue. Just all I clean my house with.
And that's all of us. That's all of us here on the show. Maybe Zach will join us later, but if he comes back, we'll
he likes us.
If he loves us, he'll come back. And if not, we'll take him out back like old Yeller.
Oh,
wait. I was just in Nashville
again.
Because, you know, why not put 5,000 miles on your car in a month?
Sounds good.
It's fine. We went out there for New Year's and for the Music City Bowl. And actually, your boy here made it on ESPN, which is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. Captain of the sports like. I love all the sports and I follow them so good.
Happy for you.
But on my way out, I had to drive for 10 hours. And when you're driving for 10 hours at night, you get a little bored sometimes.
No, so,
not me.
I know. So I'm passing through St. Louis, which is my least favorite part of the drive because it takes an hour and it sucks and whatever. And I see this billboard, as there are in cities. And it says this: drinking, don't drive. And then a number and then something about no drunk driving, which great message.
Is that a question?
Here's
mark,
the thing,
by the way,
here's
drinking,
yes,
question mark,
yes,
don't drive?
Drinking, okay. question mark, don't drive. Imperative. And I'm like, are they implying that people are drinking right now? Like,
yeah,
looking up like, oh, wait,
yep.
I guess I am driving. I shouldn't be drinking, dear.
Oh, shoot.
I better pull over and get another six pack.
Yeah. Exactly. You'd think that they would be surely implying, if you have been drinking, don't drive, which is interesting for a billboard. But the next one I saw just a mile down said, don't text, just drive, which means that they are, in fact, implying that I'm driving. So.
So what do you do about that? Can you text and drink? And drive?
So yes. Yeah. That's the thing. There's nothing against texting, drinking, and driving.
Yeah.
It's all about how you combine the three. That's how you get out of those tickets, folks.
It doesn't say you're drunk and driving. Just, are you currently drinking?
Yeah. I just don't.
What if I was drinking before? I was drinking before, not drinking now. I'm cool.
What if you're drinking like some coffee? Just something normal.
Well, and you shouldn't drive. The liquid. It doesn't specify.
Got a water bottle? Don't pick that up.
Don't pick that
up. Are you kidding me?
Don't change that radio and don't drink that water.
Both hands on the wheel at all times.
If you're drinking, how can you text?
If you get your water, you might spill your beer.
Be careful out there. The open road's a dangerous place.
I'd hate for you to spill that drink all over your phone.
Oh.
I'd hate for that.
I'd hate for that.
Thanks, Billboard. The more you know.
The more you know. Yeah, actually.
G.I. Joe. Wait, what?
G.I. Joe. So many things. I took Taco with me out to Nashville and back, and he was such a good boy.
And did your cat travel well? I couldn't help but wonder that in the Snapchats.
Yeah, no, he was completely fine. Like, he didn't really complain. He just kind of slept.
He was drinking and texting.
He was drinking and texting, but not driving, so it was just fine.
So it's great.
Him and Penny had some interesting interactions.
Interesting is a good way to put it.
Yeah, they made some progress, maybe.
Oh, they did. They made a lot of progress from day one meeting.
Yeah.
So, day one, she hissed at him like, really? Like there was no tomorrow.
There were some noises.
Like, he was the devil himself. And they met underneath a door. And he was just kind of poking his head under like, what the hell? And she was like, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
And then I'll skin you and eat your bones if you look at me again. It's like, geez, Penny, that's kind of rough. Maybe cool it. And then day two. We
had a caged interaction.
That's right. We put Taco in his little carrier, and then Penny walked up and she said, "If you come near that gate, I'll skin you, and I'll use your bones as a xylophone." It's like, okay, that's
and Taco's just like, whatever.
Oh yeah, Taco's just like
okay. Taco's like, I'm good back here.
He's good back there.
Classic Taco.
But then the funny thing was that Penny kept trying to get out of my room to see Taco. And then every time she saw Taco, she was like, if you get close to me, I'll literally skin you and melt your bones in a fire.
Yeah, I think I was hoping for a some sort of cute kitten romance. But I think we might have like an older brother, little sister type relationship here.
I feel like the only time two cats interact well together is when they've basically grown up together. You can't introduce two grown cats and go, okay, you're friends now, like each other.
Friends.
Not immediately. No, it's supposed to be a long, long process. Yeah. And apparently with Penny, it's going to be a really long process when my fiance and I move in together, because my fiance has a cat. So Penny, you going to be good? She keeps talking about bones. I don't know.
Oh no.
Really got a thing for bones.
Yeah, I don't know what that. I don't know what that's about.
My question to these boys this week, and if you guys want to talk about other stuff, that's fine too. But if you have any good road trip stories or memories, I know I was telling Mike earlier that he did a really good Snapchat stories. Mike Snapchat stories when he heads home are just, they're pretty good. They strike me for my funny bone. And
I'll be honest with the Mike Road Snapchats. I clicked on the Snapchat story, watched the first one, saw that the little wheel basically like took a fraction of a piece of the pie out, and I go, yep, that's too much for me to watch right now.
Yep, I get that.
half of a pixel.
I was like, oh,
well, next 10 seconds.
I think that's why by the end of the time that I'm like done with those Snapchats, like there's so much content and I can't believe anybody listens to that all. But some people do. Like by the time I got home, people were still with me and were like, hey, good job getting home. But as far as road trip stories go, the most recent time I left Nashville to come home for the holidays, I left the house where we're all living probably at about 9:30. I wanted to hit the road kind of early. Went to the BP just to fill up my tires because I had some tire gauge issues. So I fill up my tires. I go to the first pump and my card wouldn't slide. Like it wouldn't be accepted. So I was like, okay, bummer. I got to move to the next pump. Just literally the one in front of me. So no big deal. I get in my car, shut my door, and then I'm like, crap, I just shut my door. There's an issue with my door. I got it fixed, but there was an issue with my door where I couldn't open it from the inside. So every time I had to open my door, I had to crawl over the center console, get back out the passenger side door, walk around, slide my card again, and it didn't work again. So I do this again to another pump at the BP, and I'm like, okay, I've had enough. So I go to the station across the street and I fill up, no problem. It's 10:15. So I've wasted 45 minutes trying to fill up my tank and my tires and I just want to leave. So I go. I'm on the road, not even 5 minutes on the road, undercover cop, boom, bust me. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was not a happy camper, but I was just being cordial. I just wanted to get on with it. It was only a $150 ticket, which is kind of a lot, but I was only. Like, just wanting to get home, and I was just like, over this.
Mike makes the big bucks at Sony.
Yeah, it's nothing. So I, another 5 minutes after I got pulled over by the cop, and I'm informing Snapchat of all that's happening, and then a rock spits up and cracks my windshield. I'm like, are you? I was so upset. Just so out and so unenthused to drive another 10 hours so early on into this trip.
I just love the idea that like most people when they get pulled over, the next few days, especially that same car ride, are so cautious and they are 10 and 2. You know, yep. They are eyes on the road. Their phone is in the back seat all of a sudden. You're like, let me Snapchat while I'm driving.
Phone is off and at home.
Hey, officer, want to say anything for my story here?
I didn't have any billboards to tell me no.
Yeah, that's true.
True. True.
But
true.
Snapchat honestly keeps me company for those long, 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 long trips.
Now it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's what it comes down to in the end. Your story is not really for, like, in those moments, is not for the people that you're friends with on Snapchat that are reading it. It's for you to, like, stay sane in a 10-hour car drive.
You just got to start calling them captain's logs.
That's right. Captain's log 4:30.
9:45, I've checked the tire gauge pressures. We're all good here.
We are A-okay. Over now.
Left tire holding at 30 PSI.
Pretty low, but I'd rather have it 33, but we're going to move on forward. Through the night.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Yeah, please.
So, I told my fiance Hannah about your door.
Mm-hmm.
And how... Yeah, and she was like, oh, that sucks. And how you had to crawl over the center section just to get out. Mm-hmm. And she asked me immediately, she said, why doesn't he just open the window and open the door from...
The thing is, then I would have to reach...
Because that would be like 10 minutes and 100% less energy.
It was very...
to do that instead of crawling over the center section. Those of you who don't know, Mike is a big, big boy.
I was about to say,
Mike's got long, long legs and big, broad shoulders. And just imagine a big boy crawling over a not huge car, middle section, opening up the passenger side door, getting all the way out.
Well, what the worst part of all this is, I've been home for a couple of weeks now, and I was hanging out with my Pozo. And his dad had to like move my car because it was snowing and he had to shovel the driveway.
No.
And he needed to borrow my keys.
Wait,
so he moved my car and he didn't know. I didn't warn him about him opening the door. So he moved my car into like this little parking spot that he could use. And he tried to open the door. He's like, what? what? Why can't I open this door? And he like did a little fidgeting and he figured out that you could open the door if you pull the lock and the handle at the same time. So I had spent the last 3 weeks climbing over my center console, getting out of the car when I could have just done a little bit of fidgeting, just pulled the lock and the handle and just push. And
I it would like have been the idea fine. Of how dedicated this dad is to like, he's not such crawling over the console.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Exactly. Are you kidding me? I am such not. A dad. I am such getting out move. Of this door if it is the last thing that I do. What glad I brought my screwdriver and tool belt.
Some caveman trying to crawl over the center.
Here's what's going to be easiest for you, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know a thing or two about cars.
Okay. Yeah, I know you do.
I'm very into carburetors and
how about transmissions?
Intakes and all that.
Sure.
Gasolines and petrols and a whole
okay.
array of fluids.
I can tell you're impressing me with the knowledge that you have.
You have a crack in your windshield?
I do.
So why don't you just kick that bad boy out? No yeah. problem.
I've seen that movie.
It's like a convertible then.
I don't know
if that's what a convertible is.
No, I think he's onto something here.
I think with a busted windshield, I would want to take it to some look, sort of dealership.
Look, no, Mike, you didn't say nearly the same vocabulary that Trent was just using.
Yeah, I guess Trent does know.
I'm
going to
go with
cars.
What Trent's saying because he really sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I know a thing or two.
Yeah, then you'll never need the AC.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, one time, another time, more about Mike. I was traveling from Wisconsin to Nashville, and it was so hot outside, and my AC wouldn't work. And I had no idea why, because I'm just a boy, and I'm dumb. And a couple months passed, and like the air conditioning never worked, and like it was a hot Nashville summer. And like one time, Chris was in my car in the front seat, and he's like, it's hot as nuts in here. Sorry.
That wasn't better.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, the AC broke like a few months ago. I'm not sure what to do about it. And he pressed the AC button. And I was like, oh.
The oh, car was no cold way.
Like 10 minutes.
No.
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 No. No. No. No. No.
I know Mike, I'm a car expert,
no.
but.
Mike, no.
See,
yeah,
to
he
me,
just had the vents oh, running cold.
If the fan, yeah, if the fan oh, was, the vents were running cold. Exactly. Oh, Chris and his vocab. See, you laugh at me, but
I'm not laughing.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing at myself.
But it was also a miracle because then your car was cold.
Yeah, it was a whole new day. Happy day.
Imagine how much energy you saved though, not running that AC.
That's true.
True. I was actually just looking out for the environment.
That's right.
You're welcome, nature.
You're welcome.
So if I may.
Hugging trees and turning off my AC. Yes, please. Colin, please.
Okay. Okay. I have a story. Freshman year at Belmont, I went to go register one day for classes. It was like the fall semester or spring semester I was going to register for, I guess, my sophomore year of classes. No, it was the fall semester I was going to register for spring classes. Go out to my car because I'm not going to register on campus because Belmont's internet is literally the worst. So I was going to get in my car with one of my friends, and we were going to go to the classiest joint we could find with the best Wi-Fi, the local McDonald's.
Nice.
Very nice.
And we get to the parking garage, and we look up, and my car has – we get in – well, we don't actually see anything. We get in the car, and we're driving up the ramp. And my car's going, ka-dunk, 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 ka-dunk. And my friend goes, your car normally do that? I was like, no, my car doesn't normally shake and make loud noises. So we look, and I have a flat tire, which, I mean, sucks, but I have AAA, so, you know, we ended up getting registered, and I called AAA, like, that day and got it all fixed, and it was no big deal. But, so I guess they just put on the spare and everything like that. So this was right before Thanksgiving break. So before Thanksgiving, I stopped at a little, like, gas station / like garage shop, and I was like, hey, I don't want to drive. I mean, I was only going 2 hours south, but I was like, I don't want to drive that distance on the spare tire because I know it's, you know, you're not supposed to do that. So I was like, can we get my old tire patched up and we'll just go from there, and I'll get a new tire when I'm home over break. But yeah, sure thing. So they patch it up using whatever magic glue they have, And I'm like, great, here we go. And so I'm driving home, and it's a route I've driven 100 times. It's very easy. It's just like all interstate. And I'm driving, and I'm passing an 18-wheeler. And I'm driving, and I'm like, man, this 18-wheeler is loud. And I'm like, man, this 18-wheeler is the loudest thing I've ever heard. I go, man, my tire exploded. I need to pull over. It was not the 18-wheeler. It was my car chugging again. So I pull over, and my tire is not just, like, popped. It is completely basically shredded. And this is, like, 18, 19-year-old Colin, good old smart car boy. I know all about those car pieces and parts.
You drive a smart car?
Wait, I didn't know that.
Wow. No. And so I'm looking at this, and I go, I have no idea what to do. But again, I have AAA, so I call AAA, and I was like, hey, I'm on the side of I-65, and I got a flat tire. Can you come, you know, change it for me? Because I don't know how to do this. And they're like, yeah, where are you? I was like, on the side of I-65 going, you know, south. They go, okay, yeah, we'll be there in 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I said, wait, what? Excuse me? They go, we'll be there in about 2.5 hours. That's the closest person we have. I was like, okay. And so I just sat in my car.
I'm not trying to get an Uber in Afghanistan. Exactly. What is going on here?
Exactly. I was like, this is
America.
This is bizarre, but it's the situation I'm in, so take the cards as they're dealt. And I was like, well, I am kind of tired. I guess I'm just going to take a nap. So I put my head on the steering wheel on the side of an interstate and just like slept for
maybe an hour.
And it was hot too because I didn't have my car on because I didn't want to waste the gas. So I'm like sweating. I just like had my head down. And then I get woken up by a phone call, and it's AAA. And the guy's like, where are you? I was like, I'm on the side of I-65 between, like, you know, exit 25 and exit 20. They go, all right, well, we're not there yet, but we're getting close.
Oh, really? Like, oh.
Like, what a fantastic phone call. I couldn't see you or anything, and, like, stupid. So anyways, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, whatever. I mean, another 30 minutes. At least I slept a little bit. And then all of a sudden, a cop pulls up behind me. And I was like, okay, well, this is, like, the worst thing that could happen. Because, you know, I don't know what he's going to say or anything. And he pulls up.
Do you know how fast you were going, son?
Zero?
Very, very slow.
I actually could answer with effect. I do know how fast I was going. No, so he comes over.
Wait,
to
let
my...
me check my Snapchat.
The only fast I was, officer, was fast asleep.
No fast, genius. No furious. Parked. And he comes over to my passenger window because I'm on the interstate. And, you know, goes license registration, give him all that. And he goes, you feeling all right today? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. My tire popped and I'm just kind of waiting. AAA said they're going to be 2 hours and everything. So he's like, not on any drugs, not drunk or anything. I was like, no.
Well.
And he goes, well, we got a call from passerbys that said they saw a person slumped over at the wheel of their car on the side of the interstate. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, and then, like, all of a sudden, an ambulance shows up because they think I'm dead.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They were convinced I had, like, overdosed, pulled over, and died. So they have an ambulance there.
Sad
I was like,
and funny.
And so I'm like, no, I'm totally fine. I'm just an embarrassing man-child and don't know how to change a tire. And the cop...
And then a fire truck pulls up.
And then all of a sudden, the cop's face gets so serious, and he goes, you don't know how to change a tire? And I was like, I don't need this belittlement right now. I'm already embarrassed enough.
Like, no, like, Dad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who are you?
And so he's like, okay, well, I don't normally do this, but it is Thanksgiving, so where's your jack? I'll help you change your tire. And I was like, wait, what? And he goes, where's your jack? I was like, what?
I'm Colin.
Who's Jack? How do you know my dad's name?
I was like, I have no idea. And he tried to use, like, the one he has in his car. And he's like, well, this doesn't work. And he finally found mine because I had no idea. And he just magically knew where to put it and changed my tire. And he's like, you should probably learn how to do this. And I was like, yeah, I probably should. Then I wouldn't be dead on the side of the road. And then
wouldn't have an ambulance after me, Jack. And then, if that is your real name,
Jack.
Yeah, it'll just have to be me and just gets underneath and bench presses it.
One. All right, now pull that tire off.
With your bare hands.
Be a man, son.
You're not my dad.
I'm Jack. So that's the story about how I almost was assumed dead.
Wow.
Nice.
That's hilarious. Wow. I'm glad you didn't overdose or die.
And the whole time, by the way, the whole time the cop's there, AAA's calling me like, we can't see you. Where are you? I'm like, I'm literally on the side of the interstate in a gray Altima. Like, I haven't moved. I literally can't
There's
move.
A cop car and an ambulance and a fire truck on the way and they've got a helicopter.
And some guy named Jack is here. I don't know what's going on.
The entire emergency services are here.
News stations.
The Air Force.
Scotland Yard.
Why are they here? I don't know.
Why did they get here before you, AAA?
That's a good question.
Benedict Cumberbatch as Sherlock Holmes.
What?
Is also here snooping around. He's also trying to figure very this condescending out. And rude.
No Watson, but that's okay.
Colin, did you learn?
What?
Did you learn?
Can I defer to answer that question?
Oh.
What are you deferring to?
You know YouTube exists, right?
No, I understand the concept of it. I haven't popped a tire since, so I haven't had to, but yes, I know the process
Colin,
of doing it.
Colin, I think we all understand the concept of changing a tire.
The tire comes off and
that
a new one goes on.
Not the question.
Yes.
Hey Matt, do you know how to get to the moon? Well, I know the concept of a rocket. So yes.
I'm not doom.
I'm not a stupid. It's not rocket science.
Colin, you may not know how to change a tire, but I don't know how to turn on my AC. So I think
open your door.
Okay, look. I will go step through step, step to step about how you change a tire. One.
Okay.
Fall asleep on the side of the road.
Take the tire
Two,
off.
Two.
Oh.
Get assumed dead. Three. Find a very nice cop.
Named Jack.
You got to make sure it's Jack. If it's not Jack, send him back for Officer Jack. Sorry, sir.
It's very important. AAA never shows up.
Yes. Or helps.
Or else.
Did you get like your money back from that place that patched your tire?
I really wanted to, but like
it seems like they put a small explosive in.
Yeah,
is the thing.
A very time sensitive.
I don't know if that's. Yeah, I don't know if that's standard.
No, definitely not standard. Paid extra for that explosion, actually.
You did? That was dumb.
Why'd you do that?
That was dumb.
That was not. See, but that is a common mistake. They really talk you into it.
Yeah, fair.
You know, they kind of included it with like, oh, you want windshield fluid, you know, you want air in your tires, you want that bomb, you want this. And it's like, wait, what was that last one?
Yeah. Windshield fluid. Windshield fluid.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess I'll
yes,
take
please,
that.
as much as possible.
$75 for the whole thing? Okay, fine.
Seems reasonable.
Whatever. Just
Seems
change it
like
all
an
up.
Average price.
Put it. Just whatever.
You guys want to go stock the beer fridge?
Oh, yeah, we can go stock the beer fridge. Hey everybody, it's Trent here. No sponsors or anything to stock the beer fridge with, which is all right, but I wanted to inform you on what's going on next week. Next, we're going to try something brand new. We're going to do some duo casts. So we're each going to pair up, and then we're going to have our own little mini cast, and then we'll combine the three different conversations together into one show. And the whole idea for this whole podcast was to keep in touch with my friends, and sometimes we just don't get the opportunity to do that with having five or six of us, you know, talking all at once. It can get a little hectic and can't always get into what's actually going on in each other's lives. So hopefully with this, we can get a little bit more in depth. You guys can learn more about us. We can learn more about each other and just become better friends that way with everyone. Also want to remind you to go over to iTunes and leave us a review if you haven't yet. Super helpful. And it's great for us to be able to see what you guys think about the show. If you want to tell me directly what you think about the show, you can send us an email to poorquality@gmail.com. I will be happy to respond to you if you've got any questions or suggestions or whatever, just send them our way. And then also we're trying to get some Instagram stuff rolling, short clips and stuff so you can share it with your friends in case, you know, you have trouble getting people to listen to podcasts, which I think we've all been there. But yeah, we're hopefully going to do these duo casts every 10 episodes. So stay tuned for that. Let us know if you like the first one when it gets released. I'm excited to see how they go. That's all I've got for this week's little message break. So let's get back into the show.
Life alert.
Life
help
alert.
I, help, I've fallen, but I have a
beer. I've fallen, and Mike, just give us the name of your new beer, just so we know.
Not it is a about it. Snow Pilot Pistachio Nut Brown Ale. Oh, it is wow. Another point special. Very snowy, very wintry, sweeter. It says you can taste the. You can also hear Mickey yelling at you.
What's he saying? One time clean.
Hello, it's 10:15.
That's so funny.
That's the worst.
That's the best watch face, and it's the only one I'll ever use.
Yeah. Chris, you live the farthest away from any of us from when we were all in Nashville.
That's true.
So you've done some car trips and maybe some other ones with your fam bam?
Yeah, a few.
Cool. Okay, so my turn?
My next thing I have to say.
I don't know. I feel like even though they're kind of pretty long, like the Massachusetts to Tennessee ones are pretty uneventful. But I think one of my favorite stories, not to be down on Mike again, but was when we took the road trip to Georgia.
I was going to say, yeah, oh, let's get no. into this. Let's get into this.
I totally this forgot about one. That.
I did too until like 2 seconds ago.
Oh, boy. Chris, and, tell it from your perspective, and then I want to quickly just want to.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And I you guys just want to tell it from mine as well, because that was just, mine's real short, but it's so funny.
You guys can fill in the little details that I mess up, but I don't know. We were on the way to Georgia, and we were, what, like halfway there? Something like that. We were a good ways out, and we get to a rest stop. And
we're still in Tennessee.
Were we? Okay.
Yeah. I think you were on. You were right before you did the swing where you go into Georgia, back into Tennessee.
Oh yeah.
Back to Georgia. I think you were right before that.
We at least drove for like 2 hours by then. I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Definitely.
We were like halfway.
But anyway, we all go to the bathroom. I'm about to go in. Mike's like, "Hey, can I borrow the keys real quick? I just gotta grab something out of the trunk." So I'm like, oh, yeah, cool, no worries. I go in the bathroom. And then a few minutes later, I come back.
You're getting ahead of us, Colin.
Mike's looking super dejected and sad. And I'm like, Mike, what's wrong? He's like, well, I locked the keys in the trunk. I'm like, how did you do that? He's like, well, it just kind of fell. I'm like, oh, I know exactly what you mean. So we, my dad and I, added an aftermarket.
Wait, that's your response. Yep, done it too.
An aftermarket spoiler to my Accord. And I think normally when the dealer does it, they add like a weight kit to account for the weight of the spoiler, but we did not. So it doesn't really like hold open. It kind of just shuts if you start to let go of it. So Mike didn't know that. And had rested the keys inside, so
like you do.
Hey, I do. I guess
you should.
All right, I gotta get some stuff from my trunk. Let me just set my keys in the
trunk. I need Officer Jack. I locked my keys in the trunk.
So anyway, the keys are locked in the trunk. It's whatever. Like, I'm pretty calm. We'll figure it out. So
Chris is calm. I am not. I will let you know. I'm just like, what are we gonna do? I want to be there now.
So our old roommate Jacob was there too, and I forget who decided to do this, but we, as a group or whoever, decided that maybe the desk at the rest stop has a coat hanger or something that we can stick in there. So we go in. They do happen to have a coat hanger, and we try to get it open with the coat hanger. Did not work. Yeah. After like maybe an hour of like messing with it ourselves, we called the local locksmith. And that probably took what, like another 45 minutes, an hour for him to get there.
Yeah.
And then I think before that I called Matt though, to see if he could find my spare key and bring it along with them, like, way later in the night when they were going to come to Georgia. But anyway, eventually the locksmith comes. He, like, puffs the door open with this little, like, air pouch thing, makes it look like a breeze, gets the trunk popped open, and on we went.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
So, Mike, to give you a little reprise, I've done it too, where I've locked my car is older. I mean, it's
you guys are bad at cars.
my car,
is like really bad at cars. I was making jokes when I said carburetors and other things like that, but you guys are very bad at cars.
Well, Trent, I don't fix cars. I just mess them up, kind of get locked out of them.
Okay, this you're not defending yourself. You know,
I was about to say you're not fixing a car by locking it in the.
You made it worse.
Anyway, Colin, please.
But yeah, no, it's just I've done it before too, and in the end, I called a locksmith, and there's just nothing more embarrassing when the locksmith comes and just like, oh. And then in 2 minutes, he has your keys. He's like, here you go. It's just, it's awful. But anyways, Chris, continue.
I mean, that was pretty much my end of the story. Except that now I have like a whole bunch of scratches on the inside of my door, which I mean, no one sees, but, and like the rubber gasket for the door is a little torn up, but you know, it's fine.
It was also because of all those bodies you kept in there.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to pry the door open whenever you...
Yeah, some of them were alive still.
Oh. No. Chris, you can't kill people anymore.
That being said, Mike, you have had a bad track record with cars.
I guess. From my perspective, though, my car has like a code on the door where I can get in at any time I want. So I have...
No, you are so right. You are so right. And I mean, mine does too. And I've actually worried. Like this past summer, I worked at Jimmy John's. So what I would do when I was delivering is I would just throw my keys into the side compartment in my car, lock the door and shut the door.
Yeah, no big deal.
Because you can just, yeah.
And I did that always.
Like, I was really nervous that I would get a new car eventually and try to do that without a key code. And I can just imagine myself nonchalantly being like,
yeah,
toss, no big deal. Slam, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
I think that was the process for me. Because, like, I set the keys in the trunk thinking, hey, no big deal. And then that heavy, 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 heavy fender.
Yeah,
Chris's trunk. It's all Chris's fault.
I blame Chris. Personally, it was Chris. It was all Chris
this whole time.
No, you're not wrong though. That it does not stay open.
I mean, to correct what I said earlier, like it stays open when it's all the way open. It's when you start to shut it that it will fall.
Yeah. Right. Anything less than 100%. Sure.
And the last, yeah. When it comes down to
know.
I did have a little slip up, but I'm over it now. I'm just glad we're reliving it.
Sorry, Mike. I didn't have any better stories.
No, Chris, I'm glad you told it because I was thinking about it too. Because that is a good one. That is a good story. I'm glad we went through that.
When I asked the boys to think of car trip stories, Matt said, I only fly to Disney. And I was like, okay. Didn't you meet your fiance like on a part of what was a bus trip to Nashville? Like you've been in
I guess we could talk about that. I guess I got something.
No, he's not a filthy peasant like us, Trent.
Please, I only fly
buses are dirty
to Disney World.
Gasoline. I prefer jet fuel.
So back in high school, our choir, Mike and I were in the same choir. Our choir takes
took a
trip every year. Yeah, choir. Our choir took a trip every year to it was on a rotation. It was to Disney World, of course. Are you kidding me? New Orleans and Nashville. And my senior year, we took a trip to Nashville over spring break, which is actually how I found out about Belmont, which is why I'm here in Nashville, which is how I met Trent and Colin and Chris. And then
and me.
Mike was dragged down here, and that's why we're... No, Mike, I knew you. I knew you before.
No, we didn't. Yes, we did. Okay, anyway, Matt.
Fine, you got me. Jeez. Why are you always yelling at me?
Fine.
So, on the trip down, it's about... it's about 9 to 10 hours, depending on how you drive. Mike can do it. What was your fastest trip from your fastest drive from Nashville?
9 hours, 12 minutes, which is unreal. Yeah, that's quick.
No, it's really good. And I'm so surprised you haven't been pulled over before this last trip. Yeah, because that was...
I have.
That is... Yeah. What? Anyway.
I think you still had,
so,
though.
Yeah, no, he... That's, I mean, that's faster than I've ever made it. Like, that's, yeah, that's that really fast. So...
Time is money.
10 hours if you're going fast, and then in a in a bus convoy, it's about 15 hours. And so we drove overnight, just a bunch of high school kids. And I don't know if you've ever tried to sleep in a not, it's not like a school bus. It was like a coach bus.
Has a bathroom and everything.
Yeah, there was one bathroom, but it was not like comfortable. You know, it's not, those chairs are not, they're not for sleeping.
They're not
great. First class, you know? Seating.
It did have a berth.
What?
Remember that, Matt?
You can't just say that, Mike.
Nobody else understands it, but.
Somebody gave birth. It was high school.
I get it. No, crazy. It was, well, okay. You're not totally wrong. Not on the trip, though. The berth was a little nook that the drivers would sleep in.
Right.
There was two drivers.
And they also gave birth in there. That was the...
Okay. Okay. Let's... There was a midwife. She lived in there. Anyway. So so we had to sleep overnight. And so we weren't allowed to sleep on the floors. But of course, I slept on the floor because I'm a tall boy and I'm not going to just sit and sleep. Yeah. And so did Mike because he's tall, big, broad-shouldered. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm. It sounds familiar.
Yeah. In the middle of the night, I really had to pee. And the only way to get to the bathroom is to crawl over like 20 high school kids.
Yep. Oh, I remember
that. And so, you know, in the middle of the night, when you're just delirious.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah. What I did was I crawled on the headrests of these seats.
Huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. Singing.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Whatever. And my feet are slipping and kicking people in the face. My hand is coming down on people's stomachs. I'm waking up everybody. I'm going quietly. I'm going, Spider-Man.
I was about to say, Spider-Man. How loud is this? Are you whispering to yourself? Just Spider-Man.
It's Matt screaming. Spider-Man.
This
is awesome.
Spider-Man. Sorry.
I hope you're all awake. This is so cool.
And it was just, that was one of my proudest moments.
That's hilarious.
So agile. So you met 100% Hannah picture on that. This bus, or...
She was that the first was, person that was the trip.
It's funny. Matt crawled over Hannah. Oh, hello, young lady.
Oh, what's up? What? I'm Spider-Man.
It is pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Yeah, due to Trent's...
I'm Spider-Man.
Due to Trent's intro to the story, I thought Spider-Man was going to tie directly into Hannah somehow.
Yeah, and here's how. Ready?
Spider-Man.
I also thought the birth was going to be more relevant, that you were going to Spider-Man into the birth.
And then cuddle up with the driver.
No, you're just going to get over him and go,
I love it.
Spider-Man.
This new story is much
Spider-Man.
Better.
Spider-Man.
Start telling it this way.
Hey, wake up, Spider-Man.
Spider-Can.
Whatever, Spider-Can.
At your wedding, you have to... You have to give a speech about how you met Hannah crawling over seats.
And you're just
in a greyhound saying Spider-Man. You have to make it canon. We're counting on you. And if not, I will.
Trent,
I remember when Matt told me about when he first met Hannah.
You just put that in your toast. Wait.
I love
Spider-Man in your toast? That sounds gross.
Here's the
Spider-Man.
Spider toast. Spider toast.
Does whatever. Ugh.
I got that
spider
this
gross.
Is gross.
I got those screenshots from my brother.
Okay.
Only you know what you're talking about.
And also, this will be fun for the audio listeners.
No. I'm going to read them out loud.
Oh, okay.
So I went to Nashville for Well, for to see Matt for New Year's, and also the Nebraska Cornhuskers were playing in Nashville for the Music City Bowl. They lost. It was really cold. Fun time, but kind of a bummer to see them lose. But we were sitting really close, and that was fun.
Yeah, you had great seats.
Yeah, but my dad, beers. Yes, mm-hmm. And some good pretzels. It was delicious. It was a good time. Classic ball game experience.
Mm-hmm. It was classic sports.
Classic sports. So my dad, grandpa, uncle, and cousin all drove out together, and then my brother and I left later since I was going to stay. My brother was going to ride back with them, but my dad and all of them went out. And so my brother gets a text from my dad while him and I are driving, and he's like, oh my gosh, you have to listen to this text from dad. So here's what my dad sent my brother after they had finally arrived to Nashville. Papa and I are in our third room. The first one had pubic hair all over the bathroom floor. It was filthy. Jay's room didn't even have a TV in it, and the door is being kicked in to the bathroom. The second room for Papa and I, they couldn't get the key to open the door. Mm-hmm. This room is a smoking room. While you'll feel very comfortable, it's not so hot for Dad and I. And then he follows it up with, there may be some butt kicking with the manager tomorrow. Here's the question mark, exclamation point. Now, here's the best part about this. My dad does not use his thumbs to text. It's all text to speech. Like, so he said all this out loud. And then at the end of that last bit said, question mark, exclamation point.
Oh, no. Looks like some butt kicking need to be done.
I told my brother, I was like, my dad, when he's completely fed up and snarky, is my new favorite version of my dad. It was just my brother and I had like, it was like probably getting to like close to like midnight. Like we've been on the road for a couple, you know, good long couple hours already. And it was just the laugh I needed. I think it actually came pretty soon after we saw those billboards, actually, as a matter of fact.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So it was
just so unlike my dad, but.
When Trent was over for the wedding, he saw me because the only texts I keep on my phone are from Emerald and my brother. And so he saw me deleting texts and he goes, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I just saved texts from my brother and Emerald. And he goes, no, are you deleting texts? I was like, yeah, I delete everything. And he's like, I've never deleted a text.
Nope. No, okay, so I used to have to delete texts because it filled up the phone back when phones were like one kilobyte storage.
Yep. Well, yeah.
Like back then.
My old Envy where I could only hold 60 messages.
Yeah. So that makes sense. But Colin, I have to say, you're absolutely insane.
Yeah, it was so weird to look at his messages and there was two people in there.
No, that's sad. That's actually depressing. Like, I would be sad if I looked at my phone. I don't even use messages. I don't even use that app. People have learned that I don't respond to that.
That is true.
How do you and Hannah converse besides phone calls?
We don't talk.
Twitter DMs.
Twitter DMs. No. DMs. DMs.
Instagram. Yeah.
No, we talk over Facebook Messenger because she has an Android and it I don't know if you knew this, but Android Messenger and Messages have the ability to combine. So all of my Facebook Messenger messages go in as texts for her. So I just use Facebook Messenger.
So inconvenient for you, but easy for her.
I mean, it's more convenient for me because I don't. Yeah, we always. That's like the only way I message anybody.
Yeah. I guess it's just easier to link from there and stuff, I guess, in the end.
Well, it's gotten better. iMessage has gotten better. And but if you don't have
polls and events and
iMessage has this bizarre.
Yeah, I really like Facebook.
iMessage has this bizarre feature now where if you send the name of a movie, it'll link like the movie and different links to buy it or rent it or whatever. It's bizarre. Try sending the word Ghostbusters to somebody.
I sent a couple Happy New Year texts and it was like fireworks and beautiful scenery behind the text. It was really neat. I don't know if anybody else got involved.
I don't really like how Facebook is doing set a reminder anytime you say any sort of date or time, though. That's a little bit annoying.
Yeah, like I was asking, are we recording at 9 tonight? I said 9 tonight. And I was like, set a reminder? I was like, no, it's just a question.
No, no. I can figure out time, Facebook. I'm able to manage time at least semi-well. And if I need to make a reminder, I will do that myself. I'm a grown man, Facebook.
May not be able to change a tire, but I could set a reminder.
Please. I'm a millennial.
So we were talking about...
We were talking about wrapping it up because it's been an hour.
No. Before, but yeah, that's true. But before we do that, I have something very relevant for text to voice. Whenever my dad texts me, it's text to voice. And he always starts his text messages with, "Hey, Mike, it's dad." like, yeah, dad, I know. I know it's you. I can see.
Back from war.
I can see your name on the top of the thing there.
Hold on, wait, let me open up the message with this letter opener.
No, but like,
oh, it's father.
It's father. Stop.
Papa.
Stop.
It's dad.
Enemy forces incoming. Stop.
Yeah. Say Morse code detect is really hard to do, but if you can do it right, it's very efficient.
It's tough, but it's cool. And yeah. It's easier to do it's not easy to do while you drive.
No.
Or drink.
Or text.
It's not easy to do while you drink, no.
How do you guys...
I drunk Morse code to voice to text.
That makes a lot of sense. From some things I've seen.
Hey, Siri! Sorry, Michael. I could not catch that. Sorry, Siri, it was...
What do you mean?
You could just say words to me.
I'm sorry, no, I didn't catch that.
Did you want to call...
That's thank right, you, Siri, finally!
Siri, you're a computer. No, you how do you not understand what I'm...
0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 0.
How's the weather in 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1?
Invalid coordinates.
Damn it.
Not again.
No.
All right. Well,
I missed
okay.
A zero.
I think my logic session has stopped giving me the time, which means I think we are.
It's been 6 hours.
It's been wow. 1900 counts of four.
No, it actually says 6 hours on my... I don't know why. at 120 BPM.
Yep, precisely.
That actually, that you can actually work that out.
I'm 93, BPM is... 94, 95.
Okay.
Oh wait, we're at 1997,
1998.
Yep.
Wait
yep.
for it. 1999.
Happy New
Year!
Happy New Year,
everybody!
We're all dead. We're all dead.
We're all dead. Colin's especially dead. He's passed over in his car. Call Jack.
He's so dead.
Well, I think that about does it for all of us here and now. I have been Trent, car and sports enthusiast, Safford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I actually did more of both of those things than any of y'all, and I feel like that's wrong.
It is wrong.
I'm not used to being in that part of the lineup of people that know things about stuff. It's first for me.
It's true. He knows a lot about those things. I heard the words he said.
There's a little bit about stuff, more about things, though.
A lot of things, but also good, a lot of stuff, Colin. Don't
a good balance of things and stuff, I'd say.
Yes.
I've been Colin Jack the Cop Parker.
Oh. Jack the Cop. What a great character.
I have been Michael Car Hero Wadena.
Oh, Car Hero. That's interesting.
Most mediocre superhero.
Yeah. Especially based on your history with car.
Yeah, I'm doing well so far.
No. Be a car villain.
The city capital is under attack. I've locked my keys in my trunk. I cannot come.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, you're on your own.
You have a code on your door? Then you are screwed.
I would have been there in time to stop the crime, but I had to climb over my center console.
Drives up to the crime scene, gets out of the passenger seat. He's like, I'm sorry for the delay.
I've been
Matt
Chris
or...
Ooh.
Oh.
Matt?
Chris. No, Chris.
This is so poor quality.
You know, Mike, it sure is.
It sure is.
I've been Christopher, spoiler alert, O'Brien.
Oh, hey, Chris. I like Chris. I like that one.
Look at that.
That pew, pew, good. Pew. I've been Matt, Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Gotta pee. I'm Spider-Man. Byers.
You're my wife. Let's get married.
Spider toes. Maybe later.
In a few years.
I have Spiders to pee. On my
toes. I have to pee now, though.
Oh, well, folks. I'm actually not bottoms up yet. I feel like I should be.
You should be.
I didn't finish. Let's get there. I didn't finish either of my beers.
Are you kidding me?
Get there now.
I'll join.
Why don't you have... Yeah, you need one in each hand, Trent. Let's go.
College, 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 college. He did it. Was that just one? Okay.
That was just one. College, 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 college,
college, college. Beer bongs, beer bongs, beer bongs, beer bongs.
Wait, no, no, no. Wait, 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 wait.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Drink, 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 drinking. Nice.
Drinking's good for you.
Well,
brought to you by poor quality.
Folks.
Oh, God.
Oh, it looks like
unpleasant.
What an outro now.
We're bottoms up. Ooh, man.
You are for sure.
Yeah, sit tight.
We would like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones, both of them, with their song Gemini from the album This Is Waker. Now, this particular show has been poor quality.
Yes.
Yep.
Some more than others, this more than most. But what else did you expect?
They're all gone.
They're all in now. Stop.
Okay, three, two, one. Stop. I tore the first one out, but the second said to you.